We have this parasha, the prosperity of Mitzrayim coming to a climax up until the final Makkos, Makkos Becheres. And then at the same time as Makkos Becheres, Klal Yisrael is instructed to go ahead, Mishchu, Chulcham Tzayin, go ahead, take prior to that a sheep. You're going to go ahead and have to shech the sheep, Karim Pesach. And by doing so, this will be a ticket out of Mitzrayim. This is the last thing you have to do. And with that night, we're going to be going out of Mitzrayim. Now, what's pretty fascinating here is, when it came to every other Makkah, we know that there was a basic divide between Klal Yisrael, what went on by Klal Yisrael, and what went on vis-a-vis the Mitzrayim. Every Makkah, when it comes to Dam, Mitzrayim have water, it turns to Dam. When the Klal Yisrael has water, it's water, it just happens to be water. There's no required input on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's automatic. The fact you happen to be, it meant that you were not afflicted by the Makkahs. The Makkahs were designed to hit Mitzrayim, and that was it. If you weren't part of Mitzrayim, if you were part of Klal Yisrael, you were good to go. All of a sudden, when it comes to Karim Pesach, we have here, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, you should know that that night there's going to be a Mashkes that night. Well, that night, what's going to happen is, you have to go ahead, take the dam to Karim Pesach, and put it up on your door. And if you don't put it up on the door, what's going to happen? Well, the Moshe tells them, the way to survive the night is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come around and see the Dam al-Mashkev, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to Pesach on your batim, and you'll be okay, you'll survive. It sounds like if they would not do that, they wouldn't survive. So here, they have to go ahead and create their own method of salvation, and to the fact they're Yidden alone, that wouldn't suffice. For some reason, during the course of the Makkos, that was fine. But when it comes to the night of Makkos Becheres, that's not going to be enough. They have to go ahead and do this act of putting the Dam, and without that, it's not going to work. The truth is, the whole concept of putting the Dam al-Mashkev is strange in its own right. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows very well exactly who's a Yidden, who's a guy. He doesn't need any, you know, sign on the door. You know, this is the house of a Yid. He knows very well who's inside the house. And you know, for a Yid to go ahead and need to put that up on his door, what's he informing Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the point of bringing down the door? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know who's a Yid. He knows very well. And beyond that, what would happen if a guy would happen to hide out that night in the Yid's house? If a Yid went out of the house, why would that matter? What would happen then? So it seems that a simple mahalach here, a simple approach would be that covering as well, you know, the first introduction we had to Karim Pesach is the first halacha, the first pasuk. It says, "V'yer Mashal Moshe v'Aaron, Zayis Lukas haPesach Kol Benei Chol Yechol Bay." What is the essence of Karim Pesach? Kol Benei Chol Yechol Bay. The first introduction to what exactly the Pesach, what the carbon is all about. Kol Benei Chol Yechol Bay. The guy can't eat it. It sounds like a very trivial detail, but sounds like, on the other hand, the pasuk putting it first sounds like that's the first step towards understanding what Karim Pesach is all about. So perhaps the idea here is, the Beis Levi says that Klal Yisrael at this point did not become Klal Yisrael yet. They were on the road to becoming Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, they became Klal Yisrael fully when they hit Mount Tabor. They received the Torah, they became an Am HaNivchar. At this point, it's all potential. They're going through, developing from an embryonic stage of being really nothing at all, being someone who has potential, that's about it, up until where they can become Ro'i L'Kabbal HaTorah. They have to go through a process, 49 days, M'Kabbal HaTorah. At this point, they're step one. What's the first thing that they have to go through? So the Beis Levi says that the process of Mitzrayim was to burn into the fiber of Klal Yisrael, that we're not like every other person. The first thing you have to know is that Klal Yisrael is different. When you know you're different, I can talk to you about why you're different, I can talk to you about what's better, how you can be better, I can be above the rest of the world, I can be Mala Eschem above all the other nations. But the first step you have to know is that you're different. The Medrash points out that when Klal Yisrael first came to Mitzrayim, they encountered hardships. The number of Klal Yisrael went ahead, or Moshe Chor lost them to hide the fact they had a bris. They tried to intermingle in the beginning within Mitzrayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you should know something, one of two things is going to happen. Either you identify yourself as being different, or I'm going to have to teach you the hard way that you can never mix with the Goyim. So Klal Yisrael went through 210 years of education showing them that your essence is something which can never mix with the Goyim. What's going to happen is the night of Mitzrayim, the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim, comes the Bechina, comes the ultimate test. I taught you for 200 years, you're different. I gave you lessons during the Makkos that you're different. Again and again, I'm telling you, you're different, you're not the same. You have a different essence of who you are. The question is, did you get that lesson or not? So now the test to get out of Mitzrayim is, did you pass the test, do you understand the lesson, or you missed the boat? You missed the whole lesson entirely. So tonight, you have to go ahead and show that you're different. So how do you show that you're different? Take the very thing Mitzrayim believe in the most, to take the seh, go ahead and shecht it. The Bidilitim spells out that every single step of Karim Pesach was designed to achieve the maximum publicity. You couldn't cook it in your house. You had to go outside, make a barbecue. The smell of a barbecue carries very, very far. It had to be tzliyesh. It's going to carry very, very far. Okay, so a guy goes out, and he shechts it, but he's scared. So what does he do? He'll hide. He'll shecht it, he'll roast it, and he'll hide. No, you have to go into your house and paint your doorpost. I'm a person who shechted Karim Pesach. Every house was marked. You marked exactly what you did. You couldn't hide what you did. Okay, so a guy will think, okay, I'll go ahead, I'll mark my door, then I'll run for it. After, you know, I'll mark my house, and I'll run for security somewhere else. You can't leave your house. You have to stay there the whole night. Stand by what you did. You go out there, take the action, shech the Karim Pesach, stand proud of what you did. If you can do that, if you can stand up in the face of the whole Mitzrayim and say, I know what I believe, and I don't believe in what you believe in, I'm different, and this is what I believe in, and I'm proud of it, and I'm willing to put my life on the line for it, that's your ticket out of Mitzrayim. So here, it wasn't enough just to say, look, I'm a Yid, like the earlier Makkos. Here was a test for Klal Yisrael to say, can I stand up in the face of the whole world and say that I'm different? If you could do that, that is the first step towards being a Yid. Once you can do that, then we can begin the lessons about Matan Torah and walk out of Mitzrayim.